It is Wednesday morning, and we check in with County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. She makes her weekly Wednesday visits just after 8:05. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's a beautiful sunny day. It's just going to be a beautiful day here in Monroe County.
Well, you know what? It's sunny over here too, Marty.
It's going to be
usually over.
No, it poured rain the other day. Really poured.
2 inches.
And so that is past us, and this is going to be a beautiful week.
Now, we did get a bunch of rain, as you mentioned, in Monroe County. Did the Ellisville Town Hall float away, or have they remedied that situation? Give us a quick update there.
Well, I know that they are working toward having a permanent location where they will not have to deal with flooding, hopefully. So whether or not the old town hall received any water, I have not heard as yet.
That's good, because if it did, I would guess you would have heard about it immediately. So
one would think so. However, they don't really have, they're not operating out of that old building. They're operating out of one of the mall areas over here.
So how about your house, Marty? I hope you didn't have any water issues, because we had some. We had some in our home.
I would love to tell you that there were no issues, but I cannot tell a lie, but it was nearly as bad as it has been in the past. So.
Well, I'm glad you're. That's where we were at exactly.
Marty,
we've gotten a lot of it mitigated, but not fixed.
Marty, take off your life jacket. It's restricting you the way you talk. We don't want you to float. We don't want you to float.
Well, what? Let's talk about something exciting. Something you're going to get in the mail.
Well, hold on.
You
let me put my
already received it.
What, a tax bill?
I have been told that the tax bills went out on Friday. So I was really amazed that maybe I wasn't getting phone calls, that I would think people would have already started to receive them. And generally, when people get their tax bills, the phone starts ringing and they have questions. So now the tax rates went down this year. So if the value of your home stayed exactly the same by the government, if they said it's exactly the same, and then the tax rates went down, your taxes won't be as much as they were. However,
but
if your assessed values kept going up, then you might not see that property tax relief. But it'll be interesting once everybody gets their tax bills to see what the reaction's going to be.
So be looking for that in your mailbox as those were
mailed. Hey,
but this is an annual event. This isn't anything new or different.
I know. It's just
time.
You know, I'm not a big fan of taxes.
That's right.
So
well,
I can't
right.
help
well,
it.
Well, I mean, we have to pay the piper.
Income.
Just like we're all trying to get ready for the 15th. And
no, the 18th. You get extra days this year. Don't forget.
I know, and I'm going to use every last second of it. I'm telling you, every last second. I didn't hear you say that the early voting started this weekend as
no,
well.
No, that does not start. I'm not sure if it does, and I'm not going to mislead anybody. I know it's Monday through Friday this week, 8 a.m.
Right.
to 6 p.m.
My message from Kelsey McLaughlin,
23rd,
who works there, says that Saturday for the month of April, so it'll be the 16th on Saturday from 9 to 6, and on Sunday, the 17th, it'll start at noon to 6. And I wanted to mention that. Because
wait, let's say that again, because Sunday, is that new? Have we ever voted on Sunday before?
Oh, my God. Are you sure?
I'm reading her message.
Okay.
Early voting hours, month of April, Monday through Friday, 8 to 6, Saturday on the 16th.
Starting the 16th.
23rd and 30th is 9 to 6. And on Sunday, the 17th, the 24th, and May 1st, noon to 6.
Wow.
So,
have we ever done Sunday before, Marty?
You know, I'm trying to remember, but I was thinking during the Obama...
Which one?
Yeah. That we did do a Sunday because the turnout was so great, and they just felt like that they needed to do that, and people could just come by after church and get their voting done, and be on their way. So I was meeting with some friends of mine who were concerned about where they were going to go to vote, and some of them are not feeling as well as others. And I suggested that they might want to take advantage of this early voting.
Now, you can also get an early, you don't have to go somewhere, right? You can also mail this in. You have time to do that. Is that accurate as well?
Well, and that I don't have correct answers for that, so I'd rather not.
Yeah, I'm the same way. That's why I try not to bring these up. I knew this week, during the work week, it was 8 to 6. And then the weekend I was going to get everybody ready for a little bit later in the week. But I want to read these back to you just to make sure I've got everything correct. For the month of April, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday, Monday through Friday, Monday through Friday. Saturday, starting this weekend, before you go to the Little Five bike race on Saturday, you can go vote, and you can vote after the bike race. 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., that's this Saturday the 16th, next Saturday the 23rd, and the final day of April the 30th. So far, so good?
That's it. That's what she has.
And then Sunday, starting this Sunday the 17th, next Sunday the 24th, and then May 1st, rather, those three Sundays, what is the time on that again?
That's noon to 6.
So 6 is always our cutoff time, just like we do with any election. 6 p.m. is it. Just make sure your start time, you know what that is. Monday through Friday at 8, Saturdays at 9, Sundays at noon. And then Monday, May 2nd, will be 8 to noon.
That's from 8 until noon, and then that's it.
And then 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. on election, primary election Tuesday, May 3rd. Okay, we've got all that covered. Now, how are we going to pay for all this, Marty? That's where we're going. How do we pay for all? We got extra days. We got extra hours, extended hours, here, there, and everywhere. Everybody's going to have a chance.
And where are you going to get all the volunteers?
Right, absolutely. And I also understand, we were told last night, I was just told in passing, that maybe even what we have put in place for the election for this year, which was... I don't have a dollar amount in front of me in my head, but it was close to $900,000. Might not be enough because they've had such a big turnout. They are expecting a huge turnout. So we'll see. We don't want people to have to be waiting in line for hours and hours. But we also understand that... We also only have just a finite amount of money to spend on elections, and I think our elections here in Monroe County are very costly, and that is because the group that got together to decide what kind of equipment we needed and what the process would be like decided on doing things in such a way that it's an expensive way to have an election.
Now, let me ask you a couple questions. Number one, why is it a finite amount of money? Why can't you just get more? It seems like there's plenty of things that we can always find an extra here or there for, an extra this or that for. Why can't we do that for an election?
Well, let me just say that if we would choose to spend more and more on elections, we had better be choosing to spend less and less on other things, because this has to be within that same amount of money that we get in from our property tax revenue as well as our income tax revenue. So now,
what about the rainy day fund? We have money in there. Why can't we just go?
I know,
that?
But where do you think that came from? That came from our property, from our income tax. That was like special allocations. Now we understand we're supposed to be getting another special allocation from the state where we paid in more than what they have sent to us. And so we will most likely put that in that rainy day fund in the savings account. And so, you know, if you believe that will always, always be there, that's wonderful, and we can just keep spending more and more of it. But it's my hope that we will at some point in time have a better feel for what these elections are going to cost, and that's the reason why we work toward taking the money out of that savings account to pay for this year's election, and in addition to which we moved money around last evening to say we're going to start saving every year so that we have the money to pay for these elections and not have this big bump up every 4 years. And so that's the reason why you'll see that we move $400,000 from that revenue that comes from the income tax. We have a special fund that we operate county government out of, and we moved it from that over to that rainy day fund so that we could move it from there over to this election fund, because the state has these rules that says you cannot move it from the income tax fund over to the election fund without paying it back in the same year. So the only way to get it moved over there was to move it to rainy day first, and then from rainy day over to election. And you know what? That may all sound pretty silly, well, but if we didn't do it exactly that way, we could be in real trouble.
That's right. You got to play the shell game.
Pay it back. Right.
You got to play the shell game. Now, question number two: why is the election? Why have we decided to go down the path of having it be so expensive with equipment and everything else? Is that just a sign of the times? Are we just like every other county, or are we blazing new trails into how to run elections?
Well, many years ago, the county commissioners established a committee for them to get together to decide what kind of voting equipment, etc., the method of voting, and they determined they wanted paper ballots, a paper trail. Remember all of that? And when all of a sudden, whoops, what are we doing with this? Everything started looking different. It meant that we had to have different equipment, and that equipment is expensive, and maintaining equipment is expensive. And so we have...
And there's only apparently one place in the universe that we can get these equipment and get this stuff worked on. So there's no place else in the whole wide world we can do that with.
And those are questions better asked of the people in the election board and perhaps the clerk's office. But I'm just saying that's a little bit of the history why our elections are so expensive. But in addition to which, we do have a lot of early voting hours and opportunities for people, and we have the staff there to be able to handle this, and so it should be a pleasant enough experience if you've at least decided who you want to vote for. And remember, for those people who seem to be really upset about what's going on nationally, and they're saying, well, I'm just not going to go vote, which I've heard from more than one person lately, and I want to make it very clear, this is not just about the presidential election. These local elections are so important because these are the folks who decide, you know,
who's buying that equipment and stuff. Who's buying that equipment and where we're spending its money, right?
Well, they'll be deciding on what we're going to do with the Parks Department and where and how much they're going to be over the county commissioners or over the Highway Department, which roads are going to be maintained and so forth, and how we're going to be moving along with how your land use can be, you know, where you can build a house and whether or not you can have a walkout basement and so forth. These little things that you think will just happen automatically, whether or not your road in front of you has potholes and if it's ever going to get fixed, these are local issues. So it's important. These local elections are important. But let's say I wanted to share with you one of the things that we're doing here locally is that we did receive dollars for a grant so that we could have a veterans court. And you may say, well, veterans aren't asking for a court for them to go to, but this is so that they can assist those veterans who seem to have, some of which have addiction problems or some other problems caused. It seems to be a greater amount of veterans who are in problems that are not receiving the kind of help we'd really like for them to have. And so this is a movement toward assisting veterans to be able to help correct those lifestyle options and lead a better life. So that, I think, is a really good thing. I think also because we'd had a really pretty mild winter, we didn't have to use as much money. I'm shifting now to the Highway Department. We didn't have to use as much money for snow removal. And so all of that comes out of that same pot of money where we do our patching and paving. And so we ought to have a lot of highway workers you're going to be seeing out there patching potholes and doing some repaving that we've had the extra money available to do. So I think that is really, really good news. In addition to which, we decided on the bridge repair work, and that was an appropriation of more than $1 million. But then, of course, that gets combined in with other dollars as well to be able to really do a lot of work on all these bridges. And remember, the county does the city bridges as well, if it's over a 20-foot span. So that really is a pretty big deal. One of the things that we delayed discussing last night was that extra money that the jail asked for that overtime. They're wanting another $30,000 for just for 2 months. And so we delayed making that decision and trying to decide exactly what it's going to cost us for jail overtime. Now, remember when we talked about public safety tax before, I said we have to be very cautious that we're not saying we're going to put this place in tax, we're going to send it all to central dispatch, because public safety has to do with a whole lot more than just central dispatch. And so
jail overtime could be one of those.
Well, jail, maintaining the jail, having more road deputies, anything that has to do with making sure we are providing public safety. We had our probation officers we're going to be needing more probation officers, and then where are we going to place those people? Where are they going to work? We're running out of space again for probation. So all of that together, that's the reason why I think it is important to have interest in local elections, because all of those decisions may sound boring, but someone has to do it.
Marty Hawk is our guest this morning. County Councilwoman checks in every Wednesday. Anything else from the meeting last night that jumps out that we need to make sure we cover?
Well, I just want to make sure that we say a special heads up to our county employees who just jumped in and saved the life of a man who was
great story
in distress.
Linda Lentz was the employee.
Linda Lentz at the treasurer's office. She just jumped right in there and knew exactly what needed to be done.
Let me tell the story for some people that haven't joined us yet. This is the front page in today's Herald Times. It's on our Facebook page, WGCL Radio. You can read about it there. The quick reaction of employees in the Monroe County Treasurer's Office is credited with helping save the life of a customer on Tuesday. Ron Purcell was conducting business at the county office when he suddenly collapsed and had to be transported to IU Health Bloomington Hospital. Ron Purcell is okay right now. That's the good news. And if it wasn't for these employees' quick reactions, we're not sure how this story would have ended. Linda Lentz, an employee in the treasurer's office, said she rushed to Purcell when she saw him fall. She noticed he was unconscious and without a pulse and immediately began applying CPR while instructing others in the office to call 911 and to get the office's automated external defibrillator.
Goodness.
So chest compressions and the defibrillator was used until paramedics arrived, and this story has a happy ending. So a local hero in the making, Linda Lentz, great job, and everybody else helping out over there at the treasurer's office. Marty, we hear a lot of bad stories around the world and everywhere, and we need to make sure we promote the good stories too.
Oh, we have some great county employees
and great people.
They're just great, great people, and I just hope that that good news gets out, because so many
front
times
page
people have way too much bad news. So.
Absolutely. Marty, great job as always. We appreciate it. We'll get caught up with you next Wednesday, 1 week closer to, everything else that's going on. Busy times, and we appreciate your time.
Thank you.
County Councilwoman Marty Hawk every Wednesday morning just after 8:05, checking in, usually after their Tuesday meetings, and we get a first look at what went on, and we always appreciate Marty's time.